Give the worship team a hand. Good job, guys. Oh my goodness, is he a cutie? My wife is gonna. Can you hold him? This is Christopher Frederick Vermeer, born July 15th at 8:12, weighing in at 8 pounds. Oh my goodness, he's adorable. Yeah, you want to do that?
So we're dedicating the baby, if you haven't already realized that. And we're going to bless Christopher. We want you guys, you know, this is a family. We're family here. And the Vermeer family want to dedicate Christopher unto the Lord. So this is a special time right now. So we're going to hold him up. And we're going to prophesy over him, but we're going to present him to the Lord first. So let's do this together as a community and a family, okay?
You want to hold him? The children are a blessing and a heritage from the Lord. Amen. I was waiting for somebody to say something. Oh, goodness. He is adorable. Yeah, it has been a while. Almost 5 years. Let that anointing rub off. She'll be laying in bed tonight. Oh, I've just been thinking about babies all night. Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. Yes, we want to first, before we prophesy, we want to first dedicate them. Well, Lord, everybody stretch forth your hand. Lord, we just lift up Christopher to you right now. God, we thank you for this miracle child. God, we thank you that children are a blessing and a heritage from you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that for this blessing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this child. We thank you, Lord, for the parents raising them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We thank you for raising them up, Lord, in a godly home. Lord, we just give him back to you. For Lord, for Christopher is just being loaned to them. And Lord, right now we just give him right back to you. And we just say, Lord, here he is. Do with him whatever you want to do with him. Do whatever you want to do with him, oh God. We declare the blessings upon him. All the days of his life, we declare favor of God, the protection of God. Lord, I just thank you that he will always know you, that he will be one that will walk before you and one that hears your voice. Lord, we just thank you for Christopher. I hear the Lord saying that he's going to be one that's going to bridge gaps. One that's going to bridge gaps even with family, and one that has a heart for unity, and one that even walks with a different heartbeat, even at a different beat. The Lord says, for know that his beat will even be the beat from heaven. For the Lord says, and know that he will be one that walks with me. And the Lord says, and know that he will be one that will even be a breach between generations, and even be one that will even have a heart for his generation, and even be one that will even, I even see him now even sitting in front of different almost like electronical stuff and things like that. And the Lord says that know that he will even be one that will be creative. And the Lord says that know that I am with him. And the Lord says that know, my son and my daughter, know that this child is my child. And the Lord says that know that my eye is on thee. And the Lord says that know that great things that he will do even for his generation. For the Lord says that know that he will be one that will walk at a different beat. And the Lord says one that will have a heart for unity and bring unity and even bring, and I even see him bringing restoration even between relationships, between family members, and even between, I just see him bringing a greater unity, just a greater unity between family members, and to where walls are being torn down, to where walls were built, and even things that were even division, and even where hurts and pains even came, I see him even bringing healing and bringing one as an instrument of healing and unity.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for Christopher. And Lord, I just thank you for the anointing. The Lord says that my hand of favor is upon him. The Lord says, know that he shall walk in an anointing that is going to lead his generation. I see him walking and I see like a shield of protection around him. The Lord says, know that I'm putting great intelligence within him. And the Lord says, know that he shall have leadership abilities even at a young age. The Lord says, know that the favor shall go wherever he goes. The Lord says, I'm going to remove obstacles that you as parents dealt with, he shall not have in his life. For the Lord says, know that I'm raising him up to be a voice even to this next generation, to the generation to come. And the Lord says there's going to be a boldness upon him, and he will speak truth, and he will speak wisdom, and he will speak fairness even. And people shall tune their ear to the words he shall say, because there shall be great wisdom that rests upon him. The Lord says, my peace, he will walk in my peace and in my understanding. The Lord says, know that you hold even in your hands one that shall bring forth a voice. A voice, a strong voice, and not an echo. And the Lord says, even listen to him at a young age, for wisdom shall come from his mouth, and he shall be known as anointed, and he shall be known as favored in my kingdom, says the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for Christopher. We thank you for the beautiful girls, too, Lord, his sisters. We thank you for Fred and Catherine. Lord, we bless this family. And, God, we ask, Lord, that you would just prosper them in all their ways. In Jesus' name, amen.